tape on the floor of the polling center at the Taylor County Plaza shows voters how to keep 6 feet of distance while waiting in line. A hand sanitizer dispenser stands just inside the door, and jugs of it sit on tables. And this election, poll workers are offering voters disposable gloves and face masks.
Every election does present its own unique challenges. However, COVID-19 has created its own unique set of challenges.
Frieda Reagan, Taylor County's elections administrator, says she's had to schedule extra trainings. Her office has worked to track down PPE for volunteers and voters. And during the early voting period for the runoff election, Taylor County is offering a single polling location instead of the usual five.
Some of the other locations that we're typically at, were a little hesitant because of the virus and concerned about voting and the number of people that may come in and gather at that one location.
Some polling locations, such as grocery stores, are cramped on space and won't be viable during an election that requires booths to be 6 feet apart. So as she looks ahead to the November presidential election, Frieda's scouting for new locations. She's also started recruiting volunteers. Poll workers are often folks with extra time on their hands, like retirees, and some of them can't risk being exposed to COVID-19 or taking germs home to a spouse with a compromised immune system. Dale Bowker, who's retired from the Air Force and retired as a corrections officer for the state, says he has no concerns.
It's just going to be really silly, I think. I'm kind of a non-participant in the COVID-19 thingy. I will help Frieda with the election because I've done it for so long, and she does need the help.
Bowker got hooked on helping with elections more than a decade ago and says he'd do almost anything for Frieda. Almost.
It's going to be the plastic shield that I will wear if they give me that option. If I have to wear the cloth mask or paper mask, I will not do that.
Taylor County does have face shields for poll workers, but all of their precautions aren't enough to make all volunteers or voters comfortable enough to show up at the polls. Linda Goolsby usually helps with elections, but she won't be volunteering this year.
Even though I feel sure they have done everything in their power for the distancing and all of that, and I always wear a mask when I go out, my husband and I are both in the age group that would be hit the hardest, and we would not have easy cases, and I just can't take that chance.
Goolsby is also mailing in her ballot and thinks everyone should be able to vote by mail. But the Texas Supreme Court ruled that lack of immunity to COVID-19 doesn't make voters eligible for a mail ballot. Still, Reagan says requests for mail ballots in Taylor County are up 38% over the March primary. And, she adds, her office doesn't have time to verify each mail ballot applicant's claims.
Each voter needs to assess their own situation, and they need to make that determination of whether or not they meet one of those qualifying factors or criteria to vote. And if they feel like they meet that criteria, then they need to just submit a request to our office, and then we will process their application and send them a ballot.
But there's another option for voters nervous about COVID-19 risks.
Curbside voting is a voting method that is available and has always been available for those individuals that are physically unable to make it into the polling place.
Reagan says they're recommending voters who feel unwell take advantage of this option. Taylor County has a special parking space with a call button for curbside voting. Otherwise, voters can call her office and request the service.
We simply lift the tablet out of its docking station and take the tablet out to the voter, and then they can cast their ballot in the privacy and the comfort of their vehicle. And then we take that back from them, we dock it back in its station, and the vote is recorded, and we go on to the next one.
But Reagan asked voters to be patient with the process, which takes extra time. And she wants to make voters aware that they'll need extra patience in November, no matter how they vote. Turnout is always high in a presidential election. Ballots won't include a straight party option, and the ballots will be longer, with the city and school elections added to them. Reagan anticipates long lines on November 3rd. Her advice? Take advantage of November's early voting period. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.